The Dance of the Seagull, an Inspector Montalbano mystery, by Andrea Camilleri, read by Daniel Philpott. 1. At about 5:30 in the morning, he could no longer bear to lie in bed with his eyes wide open, staring at the ceiling. This had started with the onset of old age. Normally, after midnight, he would lie down, read for half an hour, and as soon as his eyelids began to droop, he would close the book, turn off the lamp on the bedside table, get in the right position, which was always on his right side, knees bent, right hand open, palm up on the pillow, cheek resting on his hand, close his eyes and fall asleep immediately. Often he was lucky enough to sleep through till morning, all in one stretch. But on other nights, such as the one that had just ended, he would wake up for no reason, after barely a couple of hours of sleep, unable for the life of him to fall asleep again. Once, on the verge of despair, he'd got up and drunk half a bottle of whiskey, in the hope that it would put him to sleep. The result was that he'd turned up at the police station at dawn, completely drunk. He got up and went to open the French windows leading onto the veranda. The dawning day was a thing of beauty, all polished and clean. It looked like a just-painted picture, the paint still wet. The sea, however, was a little rougher than usual. He went outside and shuddered from the cold. It was already mid-May. Normally, it would be almost as hot as in the summer, whereas it still felt like...